Macmillan Audio presents A Dream So Dark by L.L. McKinney. Read for you by Jeanette Illich, Jacob York, and Matthew Barnes. For my little brother, Carl III, a.k.a. Noogie. You were and are so loved, and I'll see you again someday. It's no use going back to yesterday, because I was a different person then. Lewis Carroll. Prologue. Twas brillig, and a mortal's tones did stretch a day beyond the braced. A princess slain, dead to her bones, a world distraught, a knight disgraced. Portentia, queen of Wonderland, a crown of grief upon her soul, vowed to repay the world of man with mother's tears and pain untold. Addison, keeper of the realm, now plagued with guilt from duties failed, swears to uphold his lady's whelms, unyielding faith, but conscience veiled. And so they too a war will wage, the Black Queen and her trusted knight, for all to know a mother's rage and all to feel her daughter's plight. While sibling girls of white and red align against their mother's will, they share her pain, their sister dead, but they would not innocence kill. The Queen's defeat is at their hands. They strip her of her powers black, then bind her to the nightmare's lands and split her crown and all it lacks. Behold the heart, behold the eye, for here the Black Queen's power sleeps. Leave them to rest, and by, the world will mend the broken deep. For if these artifacts awake, surely then, too, the queen shall rise, and all will suffer in her wake beneath the blood-soaked, screaming skies. Beware the heart, beware the eye, beware the blade so black. He left it dead, and with its head, he went galumphing back. 1. Gone. Alice couldn't run. She couldn't hide. All she could do was sit there as her mother went in.
Must be out your goddamn mind, just doing whatever you please.
Mom paced in front of the coffee table, her steps barely muted by the carpet. She kicked off her heels and abandoned one near the door, while the other lay over by the fireplace. This alone was a sign Alice was well and truly screwed.
Like you run things round here, like you pay bills. Do you pay bills?
Mom whirled on Alice, who had pressed so far back against the couch she felt she might slip between the cushions and be lost.
No, ma'am.
Alice's voice sounded as small as she felt in the face of her mom's fury. A little muscle in Mom's jaw jumped as she ground her teeth together.
I can't hear you.
No, ma'am,
Alice managed, louder this time, the words thick with the emotions coursing through her. Fire licked at the center of her face, and a feeling like fingers around her neck closed off her throat. She just wanted to go to bed. Couldn't she go to bed?
Got the school calling me 'cause you decided you just wasn't gonna show up, I guess. Now I'm missing work, and for what? For what, Allison? Knowing I didn't raise you like this, knowing this wasn't gonna fly, then walk in here covered in Lord knows what is that mess?
Mom flapped a hand at Alice, indicating the black splattered against.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?